There's been a lot of discussion about families struggling with homeschooling in recent weeks, but at our colleges and universities, students are also feeling overwhelmed. Students' unions say college goers are experiencing high levels of stress and anxiety due to remote learning and the lack of social interaction. However, for those in vulnerable categories, it offers them a chance to continue their studies. Our reporter Killian Sherlock has been speaking to students.
My name is Alana Shesgreen and I'm studying law and accounting in UL and I'm in my final year. It did take me a couple of weeks to kind of get over the initial confusion around learning from home.
Alana found the change to remote learning overwhelming.
There are definitely a huge number of challenges to it. Having to, if you're like me living out of the country, having to work with fickle broadband issues, they're not the best. Just in terms of feeling overwhelmed by the workload, having to work around the other people in your house.
Alana's experience is shared by thousands of students around the country. UCD Student Union President Connor Anderson outlines some of the main concerns.
No student I have spoken to is having a good time. Students are struggling much more with this term than they have been last year. The concerns range across a number of topics. One of the big ones is students' grades, the implementation of educational supports, accommodations. Students are upset about the lack of access. They understand why they can't have the access, but they're upset that they're paying full fees. Students are paying the full student levy, which normally goes funding things like the gym, which obviously students this year are going to have basically zero access to. That's the broad picture.
UCCSU's education officer, Emer Curtin, says feedback from students showed they are struggling with the workload.
These are all different people coming from different backgrounds, have different experiences, and they're all saying the same thing. Out of just over 2,500 respondents, there's a 91% response rate saying, yes, I am feeling overwhelmed with the amount of content. That in itself is startling. You know, you're trying to learn this content and have these experiences as much as you can, but you're also worrying about your loved ones, it's worrying about yourself, it's, you know, trying to make sure that you're doing the right thing. You know, the world is kind of crumbling around you and everything's happening.
A survey of more than 5,000 students at NUI Galway found that one third said they had severe or very severe levels of anxiety and depression, as SU President Pádraig Toomey explains.
Students just aren't like sleeping enough. They are hitting a high level of depression, and it is just going back to like measured psychological ways we can do with the School of Psychology to see how students are feeling. Students just feel very disconnected from their college, disconnected from their friends. We have lots of students who, you know, they do their exams and their stuff on their bed, not in a quiet space, because a lot of people have, you know, family members that are running around the house as well. You know, there's lots of kids at home at the moment too, and it's just not an easy environment to try to be learning, something that you're going to be doing a test for then. You only get one shot at. It's a high stress environment, even though it's at home. So then there's actually nowhere for you to unwind, to relax, to feel like you're getting away from it.
The Department of Further and Higher Education said it is acutely aware of the additional challenges faced by students and said it is conscious that this could have a potential impact on the number of students dropping out of courses. Representative agencies of third level institutions have said it is too early to determine if progression levels have been impacted. But for some students, there are also positives about the public health-driven remote learning experience. Here's Alana Shesgreen again.
Obviously, being in the vulnerable category and having cystic fibrosis, this meant that I could do my treatments at my leisure. I could even do them while I was watching a lecture, which before would have been a bit strange if you just looked across to see someone in your lecture doing a treatment. I had the freedom and the flexibility to work around my own schedule. If there was that expectation for us to turn up into class, I'm sure some people would do it and some people wouldn't, but no matter whether you did or didn't, there would always be that element of risk, and I don't think it's fair to ask people to put their health in direct risk. It's been very beneficial for those of us who feel that venturing into large lecture halls or even confined tutorial rooms isn't what we need at the minute, and it has very much so leveled the playing field. So the opportunity for you to be able to learn from the comfort of your home is fantastic.
Alana Shesgreen there, speaking to Killian Sherlock. It's 8 minutes to 8.